From the Shepherd House International in Georgetown, Guyana, Bishop Victor Connors Asabre, anointed by God, will inspire you with rare and down-to-earth but provoking teachings from the Word of God, to love the Lord deeply and to devote yourself to His work. Discover how God can change your life and ministry forever. Now, here is Bishop Collins.
Father, this morning, we have gathered in your presence. Thank you for bringing us together. Thank you for the great things you're doing. Thank you for wonderful things you're doing. Great are you, O God. Thank you for your word for us this morning. We thank you, the Lord. You have a word in season for us. You have a word fitting today for us. The Lord, you're going to teach us. You're going to speak to us, and our lives will never be the same again. Thank you for a blessed time together in your presence. I take authority, absolute authority over every foul spirit. I stand and I minister the oracles and the power of God. Let thy will be done, O God, in our midst this morning. In Jesus' name I pray. Somebody said, amen. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the Lord. And you may please be seated. Hallelujah. Well, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. Wow, you like Mother's Day, huh? It's beautiful. Mother's Day is a very nice day. You're welcome to the Shepherd House International, one of the most international churches in this country. The word international is not used because we like it. International is because we are international. I am an international man. Amen. I said, I am an international man. Yeah, and this is an international church. You are warmly welcome if you are worshiping with us for the very, very first time. Mother's Day is a very important day because women are also very, very important in our lives, isn't it? And I decided to preach this morning for a very special reason. Amen. I want to teach some few things this morning as the father of this church. And what else do we have? The founder of this church. Should I say founder of this mission here? I have a very special message for you women on this special day. What do you think? Are you excited to hear what God has for you this morning? Wonderful. So I want to start by announcing that we are having only one service on Sunday mornings, right? So now it's 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock. Don't let it only be Mother's Day that you will come to church. Turn to your neighbor and say, don't let it be only Mother's Day. So 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock every Sunday morning, we're here for our early rain service. Early rain. That's it. 8 to 10. And then after that, we have other important things to do. So we're starting today. This week is a very important week for us because tomorrow is the founder of our church's birthday. Hallelujah. The founder of our churches. Bishop Dagwood Mills is his birthday tomorrow. Amen. Can I have a better picture? I beg you. It's his birthday tomorrow, 14th of May. And I'm sure if he was here, we would do something for him, isn't it? We'll probably buy some chicken or bring some cards or do some 220 digital top up, you know, or something. I'm sure we'd have done something on his birthday. So what we're trying to do is he's not asking us to do anything. What he said is that on his birthday he would like us to win souls. If you can win a soul for him on his birthday, I think he said he'll be one of the greatest pastors in this world. So we want to follow up on that vision, on that dream. And therefore tomorrow we are having a service tomorrow evening. Hallelujah. Special service. Founders Day service. Part 1. So tomorrow is part one. Next week, Sunday, will be part two. Amen. Now, the part one is mostly, this week is centered on souls. So if you are not interested in talking to people about Christ, then you have to go on vacation for this week. Because from tomorrow evening, we are starting our Founders Week celebrations. Right, so tomorrow evening, we have an evangelistic service where everybody who is coming is supposed to bring two people. Yeah, it's a birthday gift, birthday present. The man has been good to us. Even let's put God, if we can put God aside, the man has been good to us. He sent you a pastor here. He sent you a pastor. Even that alone, he sent you a pastor. Then he's bought you a church building here. Yeah. How many churches do you go in, you drive in and you drop somebody and you go back out? You say when you're coming, the taxi drove in. Go around. First assembly, second assembly, third assembly. You can't drive in and drive out. No, you should understand things though. Sometimes we don't. I've said that a certain value system doesn't work for us. You drive into the compound, and this is a smaller version of what is going to happen over the west bank of the Tamarara River. Yeah. He doesn't live here. He doesn't do anything, but he bought us a church building. Cash down, no bank loans. And we have a place where we come to serve God. Amen. Amen. Big compound. We're here. And he bought us other church places. East Bank. Babies and those places, and he's bought for us another almost 10 acres on the West Bank. Hey, I mean, and he doesn't live here. All he wants is that we will fulfill the great commission that God has given to all of us in the Bible, which he has taken it personal. He wants us to also, as his children and as his church, take this thing very, very personal. Nobody's going to do it if we don't do it. So on a day like tomorrow, it is souls evangelistic service tomorrow evening. And if you don't come, you're actually making your statement. No, action it speaks louder than words. So if you don't come tomorrow evening and you say you are part of Shepherd House, you are actually telling us what you think about us. That's all I'll say about it. Tuesday, we're in Wales for the Wales service, but it's also going to be evangelistic. So many of us, as many as possible, we gather there. We're going to do outreach before the service in the evening. Then Wednesday, we are back here for another evangelistic service. Again, we'll do outreach and we'll have service in the evening. Do you get it? Sit by your soul, one soul per church member. And then Thursday evening is complete multiplication campaign. We won't have any area fellowships. We'll just go outreach and talk to people about Christ, lead them to Christ. What do you think? Oh, what do you think about that? And then on Friday, we have anti-British campaign. If you're in this church a little bit, you probably understand what anti-British is. Otherwise, go and check the dictionary. Anti-British campaign on Friday from 9 o'clock till 12 midnight. Everybody is invited. I said, this week, if you minus yourself, you are telling us with your mind. And we will take note of it. We will not take it lightly at all. Mm-hmm. What you do is what I will understand. Interpret as what you are either in or you are not in. You get it? So Friday anti-British campaign from 9 p.m. till 12 midnight. And then Saturday we are doing book sales, Macarius and book sales. Yeah. So we are yet to we want to go out of town somewhere. Maybe we go to Barbados or somewhere to go and sell books. Somebody say Linden. I don't know. Maybe Linden. We'll see. But we're still proposed. People have proposed Linden. We'll go and sell Macarius and then books. Georgetown people don't like books, you know. Those who like books, they don't live in Georgetown. Hallelujah. Amen. And then of course Sunday the 20th is the Founders Day service part 2. What do you think about that? Wonderful. So please make sure you are part of this wonderful week. Hey, you don't want somebody who is a blessing to you to die before you show. Whatever you show, the person is dead. It doesn't mean anything anymore. And human beings are like that. We like to do things for people when they die, not when they are alive. Eh? When your mother dies, you cry bad. But when she's alive, you don't cry. You don't give nothing. Yeah, you don't even ask if she eats. But when she dies right now, God forbid. You see that, how you go, you put on some short dress, your bobby showing and that kind of thing. You're going to bring some dark shades. You cry, your eyes will become red and big. You put dark shades at the parlor. You go and make up your hair like you are sad. You are not sad. If you make up your hair, you are not sad. Yeah, when you get time to do your hair, you are not sad at all. It's the show business when people die. The Lord should rapture us and take us to heaven, oh. So people don't come and act at our funeral that they like us. No, don't do them things. Amen. So we have to honor people whilst they are alive. And when they die, you can actually go on vacation. Because when they die, you say, the guy won't see me. I've done all that I could whilst he was alive. And he saw it. He experienced it. So I'm finished. Oh, you don't understand what I'm trying to say? Yeah. The only thing is just take the person, you go and bury them, and that's finished. When people die, you want to do all those kind of things. It doesn't make sense. It's just like giving you and me here. You don't know my use until you want to do something for yourself. Then your selfishness comes. You want me to be part of what you want to do. But whilst you didn't have anything, you didn't care about me, you didn't think about me. But there are moments in your life, you need a pastor, you need a church. If you are wise, you will live your life in a certain way. So when that moment comes, it becomes automatic. Those who are looking for a pastor to help them do something important are people who don't actually think of the pastors in their normal day life. Am I saying something? Yes. Are you sure you understand what I'm saying? Yes. All right. You agree with me or you don't agree with me? Yeah. A time will come and all of us, children, marriage, death, all of that happens to all of us. And those are moments that people want to have something done nicely. Yeah. Right now, when you have a baby, then you want the bishop to hold the baby. It's like, if bishop don't hold the baby, you don't feel like he like your baby. It's true. Ah, where are the mothers? Yeah, when the bishop holds your baby, you feel, he loves me. Even though the baby came out of, you are not married, the baby has come. You still feel nice. Yeah, he loves me and he loves baby. Turn your Bible with me to 1 Timothy. The two sides of a woman. PPP and APNU. So you can give your offering and go. Finish. Two sides of a woman. Two sides of a woman. There are sides. A woman is like a coin. A Christian woman is supposed to be like a coin. Ayana, why are you looking at me? What's the title of the message? The two sides of a woman. Yeah. If you're a girl, the two sides of a girl. I'm talking about women today. Two sides of a woman. Are you here? Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ. No. 1 Timothy chapter 5, sweetie. Rebuke not an elder, but entreat him as a father and the younger men as brethren. The elder women as mothers, the younger as sisters, with all purity. Honor widows that are widows indeed. But if any widow have children or nephews, let them learn first to show piety at home and to requite their parents. for that is good and acceptable before God. Now she that is a widow indeed and desolate trusteth in God and continueth in supplications and prayers night and day. The two sides of a woman. But she that liveth in pleasure is dead while she liveth. And these things give in charge that they may be blameless. It said, but if any provide not for his own and especially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. Let not a widow be taken into the number under 80 years old, having been the wife of one man. Now, on Mother's Day, we do a lot of things. People doing breakfast. How many of you had breakfast from your daughters this morning? Hey. Yeah. Nicole, okay. And for us Guyanese women, we feel good. You get breakfast from your daughter, you feel nice. If you don't get breakfast from your daughter, you almost like Mother's Day didn't work for you. Today is the day many people, right after church, didn't get time with nothing. I don't know why Prince is laughing. They have plans. They have plans for mother. Some lunch. I don't know what else, whatever. But my mother is not around. My mother is not alive. So I don't have a mother to do anything for. So I'm an orphan. So orphans are taken care of by the Lord. Because I don't have any mother to go to go and have lunch. Like Prince, who has a mother. And you know, I'm sure after church, probably going to drink some bobby and then later, later go out something. But Mother's Day is a day we focus on dealing with mothers in a certain light. Do you understand? We deal with them natural things. I mean, there are some churches, they will share flowers. These little roses that you buy from border market. That doesn't smell anything. They buy it. They give it to everybody in the church. And people feel nice. I mean, a woman wants something. One day, I was talking to God via text messaging. And he told me that the angel Gabriel wants to ask me a question. So he allowed him to ask me the question. So then the angel Gabriel asked me, in fact, God was the one who said, God said that Gabriel wants to ask you a question. He's asking, why do the females in your world, why do they like gifts? The angel Gabriel wanted to know why you like gifts. He wanted to know. He wanted to find out why the women in this world like gifts. So I said, oh, I mean, I think that gifts make them feel nice and special. Makes them feel loved. Then God said, don't worry with Gabriel. He also likes gifts. So these are things that we focus on in times and in seasons like this. As I'm saying, there are two sides of a woman. So the Bible says here, the Paul is teaching Timothy about how to handle women in the church. How Christian women are supposed to be handled based on some merits. Based on some merits. The Christian woman or Christian girl is supposed to be treated in a certain way. Now, we have to understand, if we are Christians, one of the issues that I have in the church I pastor and all of that, and even with you, is the lack of living as the Bible wants us to live. How to live your life in like the Bible wants you to live your life. our lives, even though we are Christians, we still live the life as if we are not Christians. So there's a big gap, a big bridge between the women in the church, the women who are Christians, and there's a big gap like between you and really the woman that God wants you to be, which has two sides. So the Bible says that, let not a widow be taken into the number under 80 years old. It's King James. I'll explain it. Don't worry. It says, having been the wife of one man. So what he's saying here is that there were a lot of people in the church becoming widows. There were a lot of widows in the church. So Paul was teaching Timothy that Timothy had a widow's ministry, where he would take care of the widows, pay their rent, pay their bills, and all of that. Like Mrs. Williams said that she's a widow. So we started weeding her in front of her building. And then the last time, the people said we should pay her water bill. So we went to pay her a 33-something thousand water bill that she has not paid, and disconnected her. When she saw us weeding the place, she says, "Hey, it's long overdue." Yeah, so many years we'll be here. We've never weeded the front of a house before. We even want to weed the inside the house, but we don't know whether she'll bite us if we go inside. Because you don't weed just the front part. You go inside and then you weed them. No, you clean the place nice. We want to do that for her, if she will allow us, if she will not bite us. You know, so she said that she's a widow, and all these years we have never weeded any place for her. Now she's pleading, she's claiming widowship. Because being a widow is something that you can claim, you can cling to and receive support. Because when you're a widow, you are someone who doesn't have the help that you're supposed to have. So in the church, the apostle was teaching his young pastor that all the women who are in the church who are widows, you have to know how to deal with them. So he says that, those who are not 80 years old, a score is 20. So 80 is what? 60. He says that anybody whose husband dies or whose husband is dead, who is not 60 years and above, don't put them in the widow's ministry. If they are younger, he says, don't keep them in the widow's ministry. Because when the person is 60 and older, you know that, as for 60, Bobby don't gone. Things becoming something else. So at 60 years and above, you will have to make sure that, you know, there's some form of help for that individual. But if they are younger than 60, then what should happen is that the church should take care of that woman. Because nobody is going to take care of her. So you see that even in a church, you don't need NISO. You just don't understand. If you don't need NIS, if you will serve faithfully in the church, when you are older and you go on pension, you don't need NIS. Except that you don't understand. All that you are living for is your NIS. Forgetting that God has set things in place in the church. You just don't know about it. Or you just don't want to find out. Yeah. Because I don't have to worry about NIS. Because I stop work when I die. I'm not going on any pension. Pension for what? Jesus is not on pension. Jesus is praying for us. He has not stopped working after all his age. So as a minister, you don't go on retirement. You don't retire. Being a pastor is one of the most gracious jobs, gracious professions in this whole world. Prince, all your people, they'll go on retirement. When they retire, then we have to see whether they stole money or not. When I retire, I know I don't have to worry about money. Even when you retire, how much money do you need? How much NIS do they give us? Where are the NIS people? Prince, how much NIS do they give people? It depends on the... This is my political correspondent.
It depends on the salary you would have worked for over the number of years.
Give me an average. Like you, if you... if you become a diplomat and you go on missions to India and China and Singapore and you retire, you know.
I'd be given an ex gratia allowance from the organization because my salary would have exceeded the normal minimum wage.
So let's say me who live in Guyana, I work with...
normal, let's say, admin officer that earns about 100,000, roughly will get about 30, 35 a month.
That at NIS when you go on pension.
Yeah, roughly.
Roughly. Yeah. Thank you. Clap for my political correspondent. Please, you should give him front seat. You should give him front seat. Nice, you should shine his chair for him. Now, so is it 30,000 that I have to kill myself?
Showing.
I have to kill myself for $30,000. God cannot give you $30,000 when you are 80 years old, when you are 70 years old. He can give you more. You just don't understand that. You see, God has, the church is like a country. And in the church is where you will live and you will benefit. You don't understand it. So when you don't spend your time in doing, that's why he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all, including your pension, including your health, including your everything, marriage, social life, all these things shall be added unto you. And he's a God who will never forsake you nor leave you. So the Bible says that. He says, if you are not less than 60, he says, don't put them in the widow's ministry. Let them, he says, and then if the condition is that you are not 60 and above. And he says that you should also be the wife of one man. So in other words, if you are in the church and you play dangle, I'm talking about the two sides of a woman. It is the natural, secular marriage you get, and even the Christian side of you, that actually makes you a total woman. You cannot just dress and look good and go to school. And then when it comes into the biblical world, to the church world, you can't do anything. You are an incomplete woman. There are two sides. That's why the Bible says that charm is deceitful. Give me Proverbs 31. I think it's verse 10 or so. And then we'll come back to this. The Bible says that charm is deceitful. What? Some verse. Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain. But what? But the woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. So you see the two sides here. It's not just about charm. It's not just about beauty. But it is also about a woman that fears God. But many of you women, you focus on charm. You focus on beauty. And you leave out the fear of God. There are two sides of a woman. The natural, the secular, the real side of a woman, and then the Christian and the spiritual side of a woman. As for charm, favor is deceitful and beauty is vain. But many of you focus on favor and beauty. On Mother's Day, this is your message. There are two sides of you. Make sure that the two sides are working properly. Yeah, let the two sides work. Hallelujah. Let the two sides work. Don't be a church woman. You're coming to church, everyday church, and then in the house, you don't perform. Don't let people insult us in the church that we are bishops who are not teaching you the right things. A woman is not just clothing. A woman is not just wig. A woman is just not face powder. A woman is just not shoes and all of that. A woman is that, and also a certain fear of God. The Bible says it is that type of woman that must be praised. So when you see people go mother and daughter pageant, some of them don't do anything at home. And then you crown them as they won. They won what? What did they win? Some dress and some face powder? You should go and ask your husbands whether they should win or not. Yeah, go and ask them.
Sir, we want your wife to win this contest. Do you agree? I'm sure the man will say, please, please, don't ask me any questions about this thing. Are you following? So the Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 9, it says, let not a widow be taken into the number under 80 years old, having been the wife of one man. So it means that this woman is in the church. All right. Whether she joined the church at 20, whether she joined the church at 10, whether she joined the church at 40, now she is around 50 or something. What are we using to be of help to this woman? Number one, she's a woman who is in the church, all right, yes. But has she been with more men? How many men has she been with? Because if it's more than one, then she should go and look for help from those men. She will go and look for help from the men. Yeah. Because when the church is going to take care of widows, then we have to find out, how many men do you have children with? Then we have to ask you, so children father number one, what is the situation? Oh, Bishop, you know, he heading good, you know. I said, okay, all right. I believe you. I believe so. Okay, what about child father number two? So, Bishop, he deal with somebody else. So, okay, all right. So let's go to child father number three. Yeah, Bishop, I mean, we still there, but you ain't got nothing. Forgive me. Then we'll tell you, then we also don't have anything to give you. Because you have not been the wife or been a faithful woman. Let me tell you, church women and church ladies, let us be of a certain type. When we go through your history, let us be able to count only one man or just two. Yeah, your between your legs is not a garage, it's not a parking spot. You don't go there and park and come out and move and go, and you are not a garage. They park there in the night, and in the morning they come out. Because we live in a society where a lot of morality, we don't consider a lot of moral. We don't have it's so sad. It's so sad that the value system is zero. But as Christians, we must have a very high level of morals. Yeah. And it is more of the woman. Let me tell you, it's not the men. As for a man will want to park his vehicle in any garage. Yeah, whether the garage can take the Prado or not, or the bicycle, you like to park it there. Yeah, yeah. It is up to you. Some of the garages are automatic doors. from they open at a distance. You don't need to take a key and open a padlock and try and, you know, shake it and see if there's no. Right from a distance, you press the remote and say, ah. And then at your old age, you want the church to help you? Look at you. Go and look for the vehicles, PJJ, PKK, PBB, P whatever, GGG, go and look for the vehicles, the numbers, go to GRA and find vehicle registration numbers and look for them people. Because as a church girl, as a church woman, you have not lived a good life. Yeah, you can't say you are a church girl, and I'm saying that as for the thing, it is about the woman. Oh. We teach it in marriage counseling. If ever when you are dating a woman, there's going to be a sexual intercourse or sexual anything, it will be because of the woman's. It will be the woman's fault, because when a man wants to have sex, Well, he should go somewhere. Tell him, I'm not a garage. It is when you open the gate that he comes to park his car there. Tell him to go to Gael or Shell. Let him go there. And do business with them. Say here that this garage is locked. It's closed. You see, tell them, I need an opening before I allow a vehicle in this garage. I want my pastor to come and do opening, do Thanksgiving service before these garages can be accessed. So be careful. You are in the church. You are serving God. You have to understand how to live your life as a woman, a good woman. The two sides, your Christianity and your morality, must work together. Having been the wife of one man, not the girlfriend of 20 men. Some of you, by the time you find a husband, you know, the elasticity of your garage, the elasticity, the elastic, the thing that stretches and then goes down. By the time you find a husband, that is gone. You have exceeded your elasticity limit. Watch it now, watch it now, watch it now. Eh? The garage gate is gone. Well, when you take the gate, you're opening it. You can open the gate. It is gone. Yeah. Is somebody listening to me this morning? Give the Lord a shout. Yeah. Verse 10. Let me finish quickly. Verse 10. It's early rain. He says, then this woman now, this woman who has played this thing of the morals is not good, secret this, secret that, this. You know, you see her when there's a show, you see her at the show, and the Sunday morning she comes and sits down like she's a good. He said, this woman who has come and said, I don't have a husband. He said, this woman must be well reported of her good works. I don't know if you are listening to what I'm preaching. Diane, are you listening? He said, if she have brought up children, not raised children, brought up. You have to bring up children. You have to take like this and take them up. Be responsible for children. Teach them how to do things. Teach them how to talk to people. Teach them how to behave themselves. You haven't it for them. You have it originally. Don't come and blame children for anything. It's you. Don't blame Prince. It's whether you brought up children. I'm preaching about the two sides of a woman. So as you sit in church and you are singing and you're on stage and all of that, the question is, with this, all of this, have you brought up children? How do they look? We want praises on Mother's Day, but how have you brought up your children? It's a condition in the church to be considered for NIS in the church. It's a brought up, yeah, we well reported of for her for good works. If she have brought up children, if she have lodged strangers. Many women are selfish. A woman is supposed to have a heart for people. And many of you women are not kind at all. Don't entertain others at all. You don't have space in your life for anybody at all. It's you, yourself, and everything. Selfishness. Has that person entertained strangers? Do you entertain strangers? Do you allow people to come into your comfort zone? Is this something you do? As a Christian woman, as a Christian wife, as a Christian girl. There are some homes, some people, they call themselves Christians. They offer their homes for home fellowships. And at a point, they say, I can't handle it anymore. I mean, you are a Christian and you can't even offer your house for a church to meet there. I mean, what you are less. You are less of anything. has lodged strangers, if she have washed the saints' feet. Hey, people, the thing is high. The way we are living our lives is below par, is below the standards. Has this woman, happy mother's day, has this woman washed the saints' feet? Many of you, it's just you and your children. Your children who are not becoming anything. Yeah. If only you also let some of the blessings spill over to somebody else's children. You see that sometimes it's even that somebody else's child who raise up and become something to you. You may be surprised. You may be surprised. Because for all our expectations, mothers, fathers, for all our expectations, our expectations are not always true. The children always have their own things they do. The children always go into different things. Let me tell you, if you are going to focus only on your children, your heart will break in life. You become disappointed and depressed in life. So in other places also. Take care of other people's children also. Do that. Wash the feet of the saints. Remember, it's not your cousins or the saints, the church people, the Christians. Wash their feet. Be good to them. It's fantastic. Two sides of a woman. Works. If she have relieved the afflicted. It's very fantastic how our type of women in this system don't have a heart at all. At all. At all. Don't have a heart at all. You are being afflicted? Well, you try it. Yeah, you can. Many people, my wife, you should look at my wife. Whenever we are doing something, she wants to bring food. Whenever you're working somewhere, she's doing something. She's always trying to do something to help. But you see, you don't even understand and even respect that kind of thing. Because you can't even do it. You give her some rice and some small things. She'll do something very nice for everybody. Yeah, everybody. Yeah. And then when we go to work somewhere, then some of the people around me, they will come and say, Daddy, is mommy bringing something? I said, excuse me. You're always looking forward to her bringing something. I said, find some plantain and fry or something. Left she alone. Something small. Has this person relieved the afflicted? Is she have diligently followed every good work? This is where the person is being considered for blessings in the church. So it's not just being in the church for years. It's not just coming around, but it is more of what you do. Yeah, we like you. We love you. Your beautiful face. Whenever we see you, we are excited. But what is behind you? What do you carry with you? Let us be women of substance. Substance. Some of the women and some of the ladies and young the children, there's no substance. There's no something. They are not weighty. There's no weight in them. There's no weight in them. What kind of woman are you going to be? Are you two-sided or one-sided? And there must be a balance. That's when you look at a woman, there shouldn't be any area that a woman is supposed to be functioning well that you don't function well. We have women. The Bible says that when Jesus was on the cross, the women followed him. So it's like when it comes to ministry, the man of God, the things that the pastor is doing, you see women are there supporting fully. Then when it comes to ministry, cooking for him, he went to visit Mary and Martha. Then the woman comes to pour alabaster. And then when he was dead, the woman, they take spices. When it comes to works, they are there. When it comes to ministry, they are there. The women around Jesus, they had two sides. Balancing ministry with taking care of Jesus also. In these works, then after such a woman is older, let me tell you, that's when you go and give them communion at home. Yeah. When it gets to the time when they can't walk and come to church, then the bishop will take his long maxi dress and take his cross and go to this one individual's home and just give a private personal communion. It tells you how important this woman has been to the church and even to the society. I pray that when you get old, we'll come to your house and give you communion. Because when we look back at what you have done and what you have accomplished, I mean, you deserve to have your personal and your private communion. And sometimes even when you're going to die, they say, you know, call the bishop, call bishop. I want bishop to pray for me or give me communion. And then you go, you give them communion. When you walk away, the next day, so she's gone. Very nice departure. Refreshment before you depart. Don't wait until you go to the hospital and you're screaming. Ah, yeah, yeah. And then so early morning, you go, then you go, no. Two sides of a woman. So as we celebrate Mother's Day, I want us to focus on the two sides. Let us be good women. Let us have good works. But let us also be spiritual. Let us be spiritual. When it comes to preaching and teaching the word of God, I mean, let us be there. When it comes to home, washing, cooking, cleaning, taking care of children, let us be there. Let us be in both areas, working strong as Christian women who God's mighty hand is on.
Stand to your feet. My time is up. Put your hands together for Lord. Hallelujah. Oh. 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 Ah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh. Just close your eyes with me.
Oh, and the music fills all the streets away, and I simply come, longing just to pray something that's of worth that will bless your heart. Yeah.
this morning, thank you so much. On Mother's Day, what you have taught us. We are indeed going to be the type of woman when it comes to any merit, any rewards, any blessing, that questions will not be asked, that the blessing and the merit and the favor will flow naturally. Because on every of these two areas, spiritually and naturally, secularly, we strived and we did well and we proved ourselves that indeed we are virtuous women. Thank you. That indeed that is what is going to be our testimony as we grow, continue to grow in your house and in your church. I give you praise and I give you glory in Jesus' name. You're here this morning, you're not saved, you're not born again. You want to say, Pastor, please pray with me. I want to give my heart to Jesus. On Mother's Day, like this 13th of May 2018, if you are not saved, if you are not born again, if you die right now, you're not sure whether you go to heaven or hell, Jesus is calling. I want to invite you to surrender your life to Jesus Christ. Go and say, Pastor, please pray for me. I need Jesus. I want Jesus. I want to make Jesus my Lord this morning. You're here like that. I want to pray with you. All you have to do is just lift up your right hand and I'll pray with you. Pastor, please pray for me. I want Jesus. I'm not saved. If I die right now as a mother, as a child, whatever I am, if I die right now, I'm not sure whether I'll go to heaven or hell. You should be sure before you leave this earth. Pray with me. Pray with me, Pastor. I want to give my heart to Jesus. If you are here like that, just your right hand. Every eye closed, every head bowed. Your right hand up high. Pastor, please pray for me. Pray with me. Your right hand up above your head so I can see it. And I'll pray with you. You need Jesus. You don't want to go to hell when you die. Pray with me. Pray with me. Pray. If you are here like that, I want to pray for you. If you are here like that, I want to pray for you. I want to pray for you. Please pray for me. If you are here like that, I want to pray for you. Your mother, I want to give your heart to Jesus. I want to pray for you. I want to pray for you. I want to pray for you. Can I see your hand right above your head? I need your hand to be up. If you are responding, I need your hand to be above your head. God bless you. I see that. God bless you. Oh, it's wonderful. God bless you. Oh, put your hands together for them. God bless you. I see some hands up. God bless you. God bless you. It's a good decision you are making. If you decided to give your life to Christ, I want to ask you, mommy, to come. Sister, come. Brother, come to me in the front. I want to pray for you. Ask them to come. Help them to come. Help them to come. I want to pray with them. Come to Jesus this morning. Oh, clap for them as they come. Clap for them as they come. Clap until they get to the front. Clap for them as they come. Oh, man. Clap for them. Clap for them. God bless you. God bless you, my sister. God bless you. God bless you, mommy. God bless you. Come on to Jesus. Welcome to Jesus. Come. Give your life to Jesus this morning. Give your heart to Jesus. Clap for them as they come. Clap for them. Oh. God bless you. Want to join them? Don't hesitate. This is your time. This is your moment. Give your life to Jesus Christ.
Let him have his way.
Ladies, close your eyes with me. Church, close your eyes with me. Let's pray this prayer together. Let this be your personal prayer, inviting Jesus into your heart and into your life. Indeed, your life will never be the same again after this prayer. Say with me, Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with all my heart. And I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. There is no one like Jesus. I confess, Jesus, that He is the way, the truth, and the life. And that no man comes to the Father but by Jesus. I declare Jesus as my Lord and Savior. And I open my heart. I invite this same Jesus to come into my life and to take control. By this prayer, I believe with all my heart that I'm born again. I have been saved from hell. My name is written in the book of life. And I'm now a child of God. Thank you, Father, for saving my soul. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful teaching of God's Word. For booking and more information on the ministry of Bishop Collins, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at shepherdhousegy@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.shepherdhouseinternational.org. God richly bless you.